Broadcasting from the PLA Situation Room in Roy, New Mexico, you're listening to The Snowplow Show.
Now it's time
on Prank Call Nation.
Cactus.
This is gonna be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
You're calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
You don't make a house a pool.
Cactus.
How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
You think a tracer can stop me?
Hey everyone, I'm Arby. It's Saturday night. I'm doing a show. I think to be fair, I should probably tell you that like a few minutes ago, I was doing a search on Shoutcast.com, and I noticed Katie Kay's doing a show tonight. So, I think if you're really into pranks, maybe Katie Kay might be the better show to listen to tonight. Just saying. Actually, now I can't find it. Shoutcast is really screwed up lately. They've made some changes, and searches don't work out as well as they used to. But yeah, as Dashy says, screw this show. Let's go listen to KDK. If it's still there, because all of a sudden, nothing's coming up for prank. Oh, prank, not pranks. Yeah, KDK is doing a show. There he is. Playing music. He'll probably start like in an hour or so with the real non-stop constant pranks he does like usual. So tonight I've got more of just the same old crap I always do planned. I tried to get different numbers from I did all this at the last minute is the problem. That's my excuse. But basically I'm just gonna be doing gym calls again, you know, fitness place customers. I've got a bunch of their numbers, from a bunch of different places. And that's what we're doing tonight. I tried to do other things and they didn't work out. I tried to do a certain mail order catalog that, remember, I did maybe last year around Christmas time. I tried to get more of those people, and everyone I talked to, they were just on to me immediately. So they've had some training because of me, I'm pretty sure. They were really short with me, and they weren't happy with me trying to get customer info from them. Yep. Dust Bernadette's birthday is tomorrow. I'm looking at IRC messages. Happy birthday, Dust Bernadette. I wish I had a happy birthday song for you like I used to have in the good old days. Oh, I was really looking forward to doing Skype stuff tonight, but here's the problem. I'm in a brand new studio, and by brand new, I mean I moved to the other side of the room, which means I had to unplug all my shit and plug it all back in, and apparently I did something wrong, because when I try to turn up the volume on Skype, this is what we get. We get like 1920s radio. That's the Skype machine that Mistress Morgan sent to me.
I don't know what I've done. I don't think you guys...
When it's happening, you guys can't even hear me, can you? That's fucking bizarre. I don't get that at all. Maybe... Here, hold on. Let me try something. 7, 8... No. It's 5, 6... Okay, let me swap these two cables around. Let me do all this live on the air. Why not? Okay. Swapped two cables. Okay, let's see what happens. Whoa. Holy shit. I'm pretty sure I just blew out some people's speakers. I swear to God, all I did was reverse the red and the white cables, and now we get... And probably if I keep doing that, it's gonna, like, blow up my my shit. It's going to blow up my mixer or something, so I should probably stop that. Wait, let's try unplugging one of them. Let's see what happens. Wait, wrong cable. I mean, wrong. Test, test. Oh, it totally removes one ear. Okay, yeah, I don't know. But unfortunately, unless I figure it out in the middle of the show, I can't take Skype calls tonight. I really wanted to take Skype calls. I blame Mistress Morgan. Thanks a lot, Mistress Morgan, for fucking up my whole system. So yeah, no Skype tonight. I'll figure it out tomorrow when I'm sober. Oh, I thought the chat room was really quiet, but no, actually, it's just I was in the wrong... Yeah, I wasn't scrolling down. Cactal Appendant says the FBI tracer is pinging my IP address. I wonder why everyone was so quiet. That was weird. Okay, yeah, so tonight, I haven't seen anything in the chat room. Yeah, but tonight I'm going to be stealing all of your ideas. Stealing ideas for gym membership people. So I guess I'll just get started. I'll just start calling numbers. I haven't seen anything in the chat room, so if you have suggested anything, then I haven't seen it. But tonight... Really? Someone's going to call me right now? Alright, yeah, that was my ringtone. Okay, alright, so yeah, I'm calling gym people. Lots of gym people, that's the entire night, that's my plan. Why? Why is this happening? Okay, I'm putting my phone in airplane mode. That's what I'm gonna do. Fucking people trying to call me right now. Airplane mode. Take that, phone callers. So, what I have tonight is a bunch of customers of the gym. You know, people who go to the gym, they check in at the gym, and the people that work at the gym were nice enough to give me their phone numbers. So I'm going to call these people. Ah, one more thing I forgot to do. Because of course I need to change my caller ID so that I have the number of the gym, so I'm more believable. So I'm going to the caller ID, change-o-matic. Should just take a second here. I've just been sitting here for the past hour doing basically nothing. I could have had all this finished, all this ready, but no. I'm completely unprepared. Bob Vance from Vance Refrigeration wants me to call and offer them a cheaper membership. Good idea. Dust Bernadette wants me to uncomfortably compliment them.
Yes.
Hello, is Hyung, Mr. Cho?
Yes.
Hey, it's Kevin from the gym. You were at the gym today?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Yeah, and listen, I work in the security department, and
yes.
I saw you on the cameras today when you were doing your workout.
Yes.
And I just wanted to I just wanted to say you look really good. You know, so some people they look okay. Some people are, you know, they're working on it. They're a little overweight, but they're working on it. And you know, congrats to them. But I just want to say, you look especially nice. You look really good.
Oh yeah, thank you.
Yeah, you're doing really good.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
And who are you?
Oh, I'm Kevin. I'm in the security department at the gym.
A security department?
Yeah. Yeah, I sit in the back room and I just watch everyone on the cameras while you're working out. I can zoom in on people. I can zoom in on your like your pecs and your thighs and stuff. And I was zooming in all over your body.
I
mean, you look really good.
Thank you, sir.
Like, I especially like your body.
Thank you.
Like basically today, I would say you were the number one body for the day, maybe for the week even.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. It's an X-ray camera, by the way. Like, the camera can do X-ray vision. So I was actually able to see beneath your workout clothing. And I'm a little embarrassed to say this, but your penis is exceptionally nice.
Thank you. All right.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Okay, okay.
Yes.
Actually, I'm working right now, so...
Oh, really? Where do you work at?
The Sihi restaurant.
Oh, the Sihi restaurant. Is that the one over on Carmen Avenue?
What's that?
Well, what's the phone number of your restaurant? I need to make sure the records are up to date.
One second. Can you talk to my friend?
No. I'm calling for you. Okay, one thing I do need to tell you, though, this is work-related. This isn't just a personal thing, you know. This isn't just me admiring your body. This is work-related. Just for sanitary purposes, you really need to trim the bush. You need to just kind of get a razor or some clippers and just kind of shave your pubic area.
Yeah. Actually... I can't understand everything you.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, sorry.
No, I'm saying that you have a really nice body, and I really admire your body.
Okay, thank you.
And our cameras, we're able to see through your clothing, and I could see that you really need to shave your pubic area. You need to, you have a really nice penis. I could tell through the camera. I can see through your clothes on the camera, on the security cameras.
Okay.
You know. And what I need to ask you, sir, we run like kind of a porn channel on the internet.
What?
I'm the owner of Pornhub.com. It's a pornography channel on the internet, and I want to know if I can run the images of you working out where I can see through your clothes.
No. Actually, no. I cannot understand you, so...
Oh, well, can you just say yes? Just say the word yes, and I'll go away. Just say yes.
No.
Yes, that's fine with me.
Actually, next time, you saw me the gym? Today?
Yeah, I was watching you on the cameras. And our cameras, they're special cameras with X-ray vision. They fire radiation directly at your body, and I was able to see through your clothing and see all your junk.
Where? The gym where...
Yeah, at the gym where you were at today.
It,
you went to
when
the gym.
I work out?
Yeah, when you worked out. And while you were working out, my camera was zooming in onto your, just all over your body. And I just want to tell you, you have a really nice body. And I want to know if I can use the images, all the video I took of your body on my porn site. It's just like this little porn site I'm working on getting off the ground. It's called Pornhub.com.
No, I don't want it. Sorry.
I thought you couldn't understand me. That's weird. All of a sudden you can understand me.
But actually... How do you know my phone number?
It's in the computer because I work here at the gym. So
you working at the?
Oh yeah, I work here. And you know, as you were leaving, I went up to the counter and I asked Allison. I'm like, "Hey, Allison, who is that nice hunk of meat walking out the door?" And she checked on her computer, and she's like, "Yep."
What's your name?
My name is Kevin.
Kevin.
She's like, "Yeah, that's Mr. Cho. He comes in all the time."
Oh yeah. Okay, next time see you at the gym, okay?
Well, so it's okay if I put you on my pornography site?
No, I don't want it, sorry.
Okay, well, I won't put your name on it. I'll just put the images of your sexy body on my porn site.
No, don't put my picture.
I'll blur out your eyes. I'll blur out your eyes.
No, I don't want it, sorry.
Well, I can do it. Like, I don't even have to ask your permission. I'm just being nice.
No, I don't want it, sorry, sir. So, I don't want it, sorry.
But no, it's for my porn site. It's for a good cause. Look, I'll give you a cut of whatever I make off of this particular video.
No,
I
don't I want
guarantee
it.
You it's going to get over 200,000 views.
No, it's okay, sorry.
Yeah.
I don't want it.
Okay, I just won't tell you about it. I'll just go ahead and put it up, and I won't tell you.
No. Next time, see you at the gym, okay?
Okay.
Your name is Kelly, right?
Yes, yes. Would you be interested in being an instructor?
So this is your phone number?
Yeah, would you be interested in being an instructor for the other people at the gym, the other males?
Actually, I can understand everything.
Just understand.
Next time, see you at the gym, okay?
Listen, we'll pay you $20 an hour if you'll be an instructor for the other people here, because we need some personal trainers.
Actually, can you talk to my friend?
Why?
I can understand you, everything, you know?
Do you think when you come to the gym next, can you bring an extra pair of your dirty workout shorts and I can sniff them? I want to smell them.
No. I don't know. I can understand, man. So,
yeah.
See you at the gym, okay? So, I'm going to go the Monday.
Okay. All right. Okay? Yeah, I'll see you on Monday.
What time you work?
Oh, I'm here all day. I'm here from morning until 8 p.m.
You sure?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, 8 a.m. till 8 p.m.
Where's your office?
Oh, I'm in the security office. If you just ask them at the front desk, they'll show you where the security office is, where we have the X-ray cameras.
All right. Okay.
And
see you at the gym, okay? Monday, okay?
Listen, maybe we can give you a free membership if you let me put your face on our porn site.
No, I don't want it.
Sorry. I know, a free membership. Just imagine that. Imagine free.
No, I don't worry. And then I cannot understand you, sir. So that's why I can.
What a lie.
I want to see your face and then talk to me, okay?
Oh, why do you want to see me in person?
Huh?
Do you want to make out?
No. I cannot understand. So I need my friend.
Of course,
for
you can
translate. You know?
Oh yeah. Okay. Oh, okay, I'll talk to your friend.
All right. Right now or...
Sure, okay.
What?
Yeah. Are you married?
Right now?
Yeah, sure, I'll talk to your friend right now.
But you know that I don't like the porn site, you know?
No, so, well, you don't have to go to the porn site. You're just going to be the porn star.
No, I don't want it. Why you make me your porn star?
Because you have a nice body, and it would be like, basically, it would be a crime not to put you on porn sites.
I don't think so.
Gay porn sites. You're going to be on my gay porn site.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think you need to find another people, you know? Okay?
Well, no, but, I mean, you have the nicest body at the gym, so I want to put you on my gay porn site.
No, my body is no good. So,
in exchange, I'll give you half off your gym membership.
No, I don't want the gym membership. Sorry, but I'm very embarrassed, you know, right now.
Why are you embarrassed? You shouldn't be embarrassed of your manly, sexy body.
No. I don't know about you, man. You talking about me, right? Right now?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm watching you.
I'm watching your video on my porn site right now, but right now it's just in an admin area. Like the public can't see it yet.
Just working out, right? Just work out, right?
Yes, but we have X-ray cameras, so we can see under your clothes. We can see through
what?
Your clothes. We can see through your clothes because we have X-ray cameras. It beams radiation at your face, at your body. I mean.
I don't know what to talk about, man.
Ask your translator friend about X-ray.
So, actually, I don't want the porn site, okay?
Oh, you don't have to go. We just... Oh, so you don't go to porn sites?
Yeah, I don't want it. Man.
Okay. No, okay? If you don't go to porn sites, then it won't even affect you. You know, like, we won't
you
even
tell... You already put my picture?
Yeah, your naked picture. We put it all over the porn sites. Because we can see through your clothes with our cameras. But I was hoping...
What are you talking about, man?
I was hoping maybe you could just... On your next workout, can you try and be more sexy?
One second.
More sexy.
Can you talk to my friend? Translate.
Okay, sure.
One second.
Neon wants me to say that I got the wrong guy. You're not the sexy one. Oops.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, sorry about that, wait.
Oh, that's okay. Who's this?
I'm translating for him. So can you explain to me what's going on again?
Oh, well, I work in the security department at the gym that he goes to.
Okay.
And I run a porn site on the side. And, you know, we have x-ray cameras, and we were able to see through his workout clothing.
Okay.
And, you know, I was taking video for that kind of stuff. But my coworker, his name is Stalin, he said that he zoomed in on Mr. Cho's, pubic region, and he noticed a lump on his testicle with the scanner, and he needs to go see a doctor.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay, so you're just calling to, like, notify him of that.
Yeah, yeah, it's just one of the many services the gym provides.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I get your number? Sorry, can I get your name?
Sure, my name is Greg.
Greg, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Sorry, you're going in? I cut you off.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, we take video. It's like an extra thing we just do to lower the price of everyone's membership. You know, we do the porn site thing, but we detected the lump on his testicles, and I really think it would be best if he went and saw a doctor.
Okay, thank you for notifying us of that. Is that in the contract that
it's not.
You guys do that service?
There's nothing against it in the contract. I mean, there's nothing that says we can't.
Okay. Is it cool if because he doesn't want to be put on any kind of website?
Oh, no, it's too late. He's already on the website, and he has 23,000 views so far. And it's only been 3 hours now, so he should tell him congratulations.
Okay. Isn't that, like, some kind of violation, though?
No, it's not. No, there's no laws against this. We've looked into it. We have lawyers. We're a very large company, sir.
Okay. Are you guys, like, affiliated with...
Yeah, yeah. I'm here right now. I'm at the gym right now.
No, I mean, just like that, the part where you guys do put on that video.
Yeah, yeah. It's just one of the many things we do to lower the prices. You know, we have to stay competitive with the other gyms in the area.
Okay. Is his face, like, put on anything, or...
Is what? I'm sorry?
Is his face, like, visible?
Oh, no, he said he doesn't want his face, so later I'm going to upload a new version that'll have his face all blurred out. I'll crop his face out.
Okay. Okay, all right, thank you, I guess, for notifying of the lump. I'm kind of not happy about him being put on that site. But...
Well, I mean, who are you? You're not his secretary, right?
Like, you're not his... Yeah, no, I'm just his friend, like, because he's not that... fluent in English.
Oh, I see. I see. Okay.
Okay, well, yeah. Sorry?
Yeah, just please tell him to go to a doctor immediately.
Okay,
because our x-ray cameras... The thing is, our x-ray cameras, they use radiation to see beneath the clothing. And I'm just hoping our x-ray cameras didn't cause the lump on his testicles. But probably not.
Yeah,
I mean,
that wouldn't be good.
Yeah, they're pretty far away from him. I mean, they're like... You know, they zoom in from a distance. I don't think they could, like, it might hit a few people in the head on the way to his testicles, but
yeah, okay.
I don't think it's our fault. So
tell
him he doesn't have a case in court.
Okay. Okay, we'll do. All right, thank you, Bill.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah, have a good one, man.
You too. Thank you. Bye. I think I was ridiculous enough to where, he's not going to really think he has cancer. He's not going to really believe that, right? Right! Oh, thanks everyone for the ideas. I know Sloth provided an idea, and Neon, like Bajork, provided an idea. People in the Mixler are all a bunch of dummies. They're still confused about if this is a live show or not. But I just want to assure everyone in the Mixler, everyone listening in the Mixler, that today it's a live show. It's August 30th, 2011. And, you know, if you're listening to this in the future and it's not August 30th, 2011, it's not a live show. So, yeah, don't worry. It's a live show. I'm doing a live show tonight. And also, you shouldn't be in the Mixlr chat room. The Mixlr chat room's dumb. Should come into the normal chat room. Prankcallnation.com/chat.
Hello?
Hello, is this Azzy?
No, you have the wrong number.
What? No. Were you at the gym today?
No, I think she gave you the wrong number.
She? Who is she?
I don't know. You said Abby.
No, Azzy.
Oh, no. No, this is not her.
Well, is your last name Cavapoor?
No.
I could be pronouncing it wrong.
No, it's not.
fucking fuck. Fuck!
Sorry.
Oh, that's okay. That's all right. Have a nice night.
You too.
The bitch gave me the wrong number. You know how they are.
Yeah. That sucks. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's okay. It's all right. I'm gonna hunt her down and kill her.
Right?
Yeah. That's a dead woman. Next time I see her, she's a dead woman.
Just go look for her at the gym.
Yep. I will.
All right.
She's gonna die tomorrow, and it's gonna be your fault. Okay, bye. What is with all these wrong numbers? This is weird. Neon, I wasn't threatening her. I was threatening some other random girl. It's all right. So, you know, if you weren't listening last night, Friday night, to G-Ad's show, he doesn't do the same old shit every single time he does a show. He's like different every single time. Last night was pretty amazing. I'm still doing the same thing I was doing 2 years ago, calling up gyms. So what I'm saying is everyone should be listening to G-Ad's show instead of my show. Or KDK. KDK is pretty good.
Hello?
Hello, is this Edgar?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm calling from the gym. You were in the gym a couple hours ago?
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, well, don't be a smartass. No, I'm just calling because we're required to ask. We needed to let you know that prostate exams are mandatory to use the lifting equipment.
Uh huh.
And have you had your prostate exam done by one of the girls at the counter yet?
No, I'm not sure.
You're not sure if you did or not? It seems like that'd be something you remember.
Well, no, I don't think so.
Well, are you sure? You don't think so? Like, have you had a prostate exam from one of our employees here?
No, I haven't.
Okay, great. Can you come in right now and I'll do a quick prostate exam?
I don't think I can make it in right now.
Because it's mandatory if you want to use the lifting equipment.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's mandatory. So if you want to use any of the lifting equipment, we have to do a prostate exam.
Can I come in tomorrow?
Yeah, sure. What time can you be in tomorrow?
Probably in the morning.
Okay. Early morning or late morning?
Late morning.
Okay, late morning. That works for me. I'll be here all morning. I'll be here until 2 p.m. And also, okay. We've had a lot of complaints about you. People keep saying that while you're on the equipment, you just grunt too loud. So
no.
Oh, no, it's definitely you. Yeah, you got to stop grunting so loud. It's disturbing to the other people.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
You know, grunting. When you're doing your workout, are you grunting a bunch?
No, I don't do that.
Yeah, you got to stop doing that. It's okay. Don't be embarrassed. It's all right. Everyone grunts a little bit, but you're just grunting too much. And he hung up. Stealing Ray Bob's idea. Thanks, Ray Bob. Ken wants me to tell him to stop moaning other guys' names while he lifts weights. That's the best idea ever. So far, the only call I've done has involved cancer. I mean, that's hilarious.
Hello?
Hello, is this Joseph?
Who is calling?
I'm calling from the gym. You were here at the gym earlier today?
Yes.
Yes, is this Joseph?
Yes.
Okay, great. Listen, we have a small problem.
Okay.
We need you to stop yelling the other gym members' names sensually as you do your workout. You know, like you're grunting and stuff, but you're also saying their names. You're saying everybody's...
I don't understand what you're talking
about. Oh, of course you don't. Now, look, can you just stop yelling everyone's... Stop screaming other men's names that are in the gym with you. Because it makes them uncomfortable.
Are you in your mind what you're talking about? I'll be there Monday. I talk to you.
Why Monday? Why aren't you going to be here tomorrow?
Tomorrow I'm working because...
Well, can't you come in before work? You need a workout every day.
I'll be there Monday. What you talking about? I even not talking anyone.
How much do you weigh right now? Like, you need to lose weight, and you're not going to do it if you just come every other day. You need to come every day.
I'm not coming every day.
You have to. You need to lose weight.
I don't understand what you're talking about.
I'm saying you're going to just be a fat bastard forever if you don't just lose a little more weight. And then you're not going to lose weight if you don't come in every day. You know?
You know, maybe I don't understand what you're talking. My English is not good enough. But you want to, I come every day for what?
Yeah, you need to come every day or we're going to cancel your membership. You need to come every day and work out. Every single day.
Every day?
Yep, every day.
But why?
So you won't be fat anymore.
Oh,
you're too fat.
No, I'm not too fat.
Oh, and yes, you're way too fat by our standards. You need to lose some weight.
Okay, could you give me your name, please?
Sure, it's Brian.
Brian?
Brian Bajork.
Okay. I'll be there. I'll talk to you.
When? Tomorrow?
No, tomorrow I'm working. I'm telling you. Monday.
No. You have to come in before work tomorrow.
Why I have to come in?
Because I say so, and I'm the boss. I'm the boss here.
No, I'm the boss.
Oh, hey,
okay.
Listen.
You don't talk to me like this.
God damn it.
Say again. Say again your name.
I am Brian, the boss. And
Brian.
Yes. And I'm okay. I'm telling
ask
you.
Ask you, don't talk to him anymore. Okay.
I'm telling you. Hung up on me. What the hell? He's going to be so confused for the rest of the weekend. Wondering why the gym called him and yelled at him.
The mailbox belonging to 818.
Hello?
Hello, Shannon?
Yes.
Hey, it's Dave from the gym. You were here earlier today?
Oh, yes, hello.
Oh, hi. How are you doing tonight?
Pretty good.
Oh, that's good. Hey, we need you to stop. We kind of have a problem here. Like whenever you're doing your workout and stuff, you're grunting a lot, and you're like grunting the names of other people that are working out. It's almost
I'm grunting names.
Yeah, it's almost like you're taunting them.
What are you talking about?
You know, like you're like, you know, when you're running or whatever you do here, I don't know. You're just like grunting out the names of other people that are around you.
Are you sure you're talking about me? All I did today was cardio.
Yeah. When you're doing the cardio and you're grunting a bunch, maybe you don't notice because you have headphones on, but you're like grunting really loud and you're grunting the names of people next to you.
I'm not even from that area, so that's kind of unusual.
Yeah, how do you even know their names? Like, how are you getting their names? That's weird.
That's exactly what I'm asking you, and who told you this?
Everyone comes up and complains, like, that girl over there, you see that girl? She keeps grunting my name and, like, looking me in the eyes while she does it, and it's really creepy.
Okay, well, number one, that's pretty much fucking upsetting because I don't know anybody over there, and for them to have the audacity to say that about someone they don't know is very annoying.
Well, are you saying that everyone here is making that up about you?
Well, no one has never... came up to me and said anything.
No one has never, so that means they have. That's a double negative.
Well, that's one thing. Well, no one has come up to me and said anything.
I know. They're afraid of you because you're, like, grunting their names and you're looking them in the eye.
That's really, really weird.
Yeah. You need to stop being a filthy funk cunt dyke.
That's funny. Well, you know what, dude? If that's what people are telling you, that's fantastic. Peace out.
No, I'm just saying. That's what they're saying. You need to stop. All right. George ruined the call. Thanks a lot, George. Good job, George. That was George's idea to say that. It wasn't mine. George. Okay. Let's call Christopher. What's the next thing I'm doing? Chat room? I don't know what to say. I need some ideas to steal. Neon like Bajork wants me to tell them they'll get a discount if they work out in front of prisoners. That's a great idea. That sounds like a G-Ad idea for some reason.
Hello.
Hello, is this Vlad?
Yes, who is this?
Oh, this is Steven from the gym. You were at the gym today?
Yeah.
You understand me, right? Like, you can understand English? Because if not, I can get some Paris-speaking...
Yes, yes.
Okay, great. Hey, look, we have, like, this special program we're doing, and we can make your monthly membership free if...
Okay.
If you'll go, instead of to our gym, you'll go over to the prison, and you'll work out in front of the prisoners.
Front of prisoners?
Yeah, prisoners over at the federal penitentiary.
For what?
You can
what
just...
What is the purpose?
Oh, the purpose, you know, they're lonely. They've been in there for a long time, and they just want to look at bodies working out.
Who are you? Calling me on my number. Who are you?
What's
your name?
My name's Steve this time. I forget what I said before. But yeah, I'm calling from the gym. You were at the gym earlier
today. Next time. What's going to be your name next time?
Steve. My name is Steve.
Now, what are you saying this time?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't think your grasp on the English language is that.
This time, Steve.
I just want to... Do you want to make some extra money? We can pay you to come in and work out.
How much?
We can pay you up to $25 a month, and then you won't have to pay the gym membership. But all you have to do is come over to the prison and work out. And you work out
I'm going to call in gym, and we're going to talk face-to-face.
You don't have to call a gym. You can just talk to me, because I'm from the gym.
You are from the gym?
Yeah, I'm calling you from the gym.
You're an employee of the gym?
Yeah, stupid.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'd
yeah.
I'd like to have this conversation when I get done.
I'm trying to help you save money on your monthly membership.
I don't need you to take care of care about me.
Because I know you're poor and stuff, and you can probably use the extra money.
I'm poor and stuff?
Yeah, poor and stuff.
What?
You heard me.
What'd you say?
Listen, do you know how to do yoga?
What the fuck you're saying, motherfucker? I'm going over there to talk to you face to face.
No, I want to know if you know how to do
what
yoga.
You saying?
Can you do yoga in front of the prisoners? Do you know what yoga is? Whoa. Holy crap.
Yeah.
Hey, we got disconnected somehow. I was talking to you and it just went dead.
I just cut you off. Why you call me back?
Oh, don't cut me off because I'm just trying to save you money on your gym membership.
Are you deaf? I just told you I'm going to come over and talk to you face to face.
Well, why didn't you just talk to me on the phone, you pussy?
Because you're a fucking asshole piece of shit.
Hey, don't talk to me like that, or
I told you I don't need that fucking favor.
I'm going to cancel your membership.
I'm pulling my dick, piece of shit. You said I'm a poor.
No, I know that you're poor. You don't need to be shamed about being poor. It's okay.
I don't shame.
I'm not rich.
Jackass.
Listen.
I don't give a fucking name what you're saying.
Listen, I just want to help you save money.
I don't give a fuck what you're saying.
Oh, don't use that language with me, okay?
What you gonna do? Seize on me.
I'm gonna cancel your membership.
Huh?
And we won't pay you to go to the prison then.
Let's go together from the prisoners. I have a lot of friends over there. My homies all over there.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Let's go together.
Usually poor people are friends with prisoners.
Let's go together, bitch.
Yeah, I know that usually poor people like to be friends with prisoners. I understand. I understand that you're poor.
Okay. I accept that. What else?
Would you like to save money on your monthly membership?
No.
You can do some yoga for the prisoners and they'll watch you and they'll get off when they watch you. They just want to watch you work out. That's all. Oh. All right. That's the end of that guy.
What?
Hi, Freddy.
Yeah, who's this?
I'm calling from the gym. You were at the gym earlier today?
I was, yeah.
Yep. How was your workout?
It was fine.
Oh, that's good. Hey, listen, I have a problem.
Yeah.
It's whenever you work out, I don't know, I guess you're wearing headphones, right?
I don't use headphones.
Oh, well, that's even weirder then. Because, like, whenever you're working out, you're, like, grunting really loud. We figured it was.
Oh no, it wasn't.
Yeah, we figured it was.
No, it wasn't.
Huh?
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, no, you were grunting. You were grunting really loud, and you're saying the names of people around you.
That's impossible. It wasn't me.
No, it was you. It was you, and you need to cut that out.
Are you sure?
Yeah, you're being too loud with your grunting, and you're calling everyone by their name. How do you know everyone's name there?
I have no. I think you have got the wrong number.
Like when you were working out today, there was this guy named Dave next to you, and you kept saying Dave. You're like, Dave, That's disgusting.
That wasn't me, man. It was mostly someone else.
We do not promote. We do not accept homosexual stuff here.
Yeah, listen. It wasn't me, huh?
You know, whatever you want to do with your lifestyle outside of the gym is fine, but you need to keep it at home.
Who's Ashley? What's your name?
That's not what our gym's about.
No, hang on a second. What's your name, though?
My name's Dwight. Dwight McCallahan.
Right. So you work at, which gym is it?
The...
That's,
Yep, that's the one. That's the one you were at, and you were grunting at everyone, and grunting their names, and it's disgusting.
Yeah, listen, I've been lifting baby weights, man, because I've got injuries, so it's impossible.
Speak up. What?
Yeah, I've got injuries. I can't lift heavy anymore, which means I won't be grunting or grumping or whatever.
Well, maybe that's the problem. Maybe you don't look that good anymore, and you're grunting at like the littlest thing you do.
No, it's not me, man. Someone else.
No, it's definitely you. It's you, Freddy. Everyone keeps complaining about you.
That's strange. Yeah, because
It what is strange. It's very strange that you do this. You're making everyone uncomfortable. Gotta cut
what
it out.
What was I wearing then? One second. What was I wearing?
The hell if I know. I wasn't there. I'm the night person. You were here hours ago.
What time did I come in at?
I don't have to tell you anything. Stop trying to get information out of me.
It's strange because it sounds a bit weird because I don't grunt, whatever, you've assigned.
You're like, you grunt people's names and you look straight in their eyes while you're doing it.
Possible, man, yeah. So you don't know who it was. It must be someone else, because...
Oh, it was definitely you, Freddy.
I'm a very quiet person, I keep it to myself.
Maybe you think you're quiet. Maybe you have bad hearing. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe you need to get your ears checked. And you don't realize how loudly you're grunting.
On a light weight, it's impossible. Even on a heavy weight, I wouldn't do it.
I don't know. People do it all the time, but you're the worst. You're the worst at it.
That's for chicks, man.
What's for chicks?
And I'm grunting and all.
I know you're grunting like a chick. It's like, it's like you want to be a girl or something.
So tell me, how did you get my number, though? I mean, it's strange because I'm...
It's in the computer. We have you on our computer. When you check in, it shows up on our computer.
So you don't know what I was wearing, you know. I mean, you thought I was wearing headphones, but I wasn't wearing headphones.
No, I was asking if you wear headphones. I wasn't telling you. I was just asking a question. Because I figured for you to be grunting at everyone like that, you must be wearing headphones. But now it's even more disturbing that you're not.
Sounds like a strange call, huh? It's impossible for me, huh?
Yeah, completely impossible.
Send me an email. What's my email there? I mean, if you see my record, right? What's my email there?
I don't have to. I can't give out customer information.
You can't give out my information.
No, you weirdo. Are you a hacker or something? Maybe you're not even Freddy.
All right.
Give me the last four of your socials so I know it's you.
So you work in 24, so you should know my details, right?
Yeah, I have it all here in front of me in the computer, but I think you're trying to get Freddy's info. This isn't really Freddy, is it? What's the last four of your social?
I can't give it to you, man. I don't know who you are.
We'll see. Yeah, I don't know who you are either. Quit trying to get information from me.
Yeah. Anyways, man, maybe call the right person. You called the wrong number, man. Yeah,
okay.
You got the right person, but I wasn't the one. So,
okay.
Sorry.
All right.
Yeah.
I feel dumb now. Sure. Sorry. Have a nice night.
You too, man.
Bye. That went nowhere.
Hello?
Hello, Salvador?
Yeah.
I'm waiting for the chat room to give me an idea of what you did that was wrong, but you were in the gym earlier today. I'm calling from the gym.
Yeah.
And there's a little bit of a problem.
About what?
Just with your workout.
What's that?
We found out that you're selling steroids in the locker room. And you got to stop.
No.
You're not allowed to do that here. That's against the law.
Where do you get that from?
Oh, because we have cameras in the locker room. Like, we watch everything you do in the locker room.
If you had cameras, you can see where I was.
Yeah.
Okay. I was never in the locker room.
Oh, you were today. Okay. You were in there today. You sold steroids to like five different people.
I was never in the locker room.
Oh, yes, you were. No, we have it all on camera.
Can you show that in camera?
Yep.
Can you show me that in camera?
Yeah, we'll show you everything. You're in
okay,
big trouble.
Let me go there right now, okay?
No, you're in so much trouble for doing that. You can't just do that.
Let me go there right now, okay?
Why?
Let me go there right now.
Oh,
okay?
I don't want you to come
right now. I'm going right now.
I'm busy right now.
I'm going right now, okay?
No, I don't want you. We can't have drug dealers coming into our place.
You know why you don't want that? Because all you say is lie. Okay, I'm going to call the gym right now.
Why would I call and lie to you? That makes no sense at all. Why would I call and lie?
Okay.
That doesn't make any sense at all.
I'm going to call the gym right now. I'm going to find out soon, okay? I'm going there right now.
What are you going to find out? What do you think you're going to find out? What happened? That was weird. I'm going to call him back and tell him he's not allowed to come here anymore.
Stop it, man. You better stop it, okay? I'm going to call the cops on you. You better stop this.
Oh, I'm going to call the cops on you, you drug dealer. You can't deal drugs on our property.
You better stop this. You better stop this right now. I'm going to cut the call. I'm going to call the cops on you.
For
I'm
what?
I'm going to block this number, and I'm going to call the cops on you, okay? If you have anything on me, you know my address, send it to my house, okay? Right now. All right?
Fine.
If not, you better shut up, dude, because I'm going to call the cops on you.
No, you shut up. You shut up first. All right, that was gym number two. Three gyms to go. And I don't know. I have one more from the same area. I think there's going to be lots of foreign people. And you know how I hate foreigners. Hold on, I'm going to change my caller ID. I really want to get to the area where they don't allow foreigners. Lots of people aren't answering, which is good. You know, I can call them later in the week and try them again. Jill says my shows aren't as good as Katie K's. That's so hurtful. Stop it, Jill. Someone kicked Jill from the room. Oh, I'm checking for Katie K. He's not on anymore. Did he quit for the night? It's kind of early. I was going to see what he was doing. I was going to see what song he was playing. Okay, what should I say to the next person? This gem has 8 people in it that I have the numbers to. All right, Acid Reflux says they left weed at the gym. That sounds great to me.
Hello?
Hello, Holly?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm calling from the gym. You were in here earlier today?
Uh-huh.
And there's a little bit of a problem.
What problem?
Oh, you left something behind when you left.
Like what?
You left a bag of weed. Marijuana.
Oh, no. It's not possible, my dear.
Oh, no, we checked the camera, and it was definitely your weed. It fell out of your pocket.
There is no way in hell. I never smoked weed my entire life.
Well, maybe you don't smoke it, but you definitely sell it, because you dropped it out of your pocket.
Oh, no, I don't. Oh, I have nothing to do with that. Okay, I'll come in and take a look. There's no way.
Oh, no, you can't have the weed back. No, we're not giving it back
to
you.
No. I'm not asking for a weed back. I want to look at the camera. That can't be me.
No, it's definitely you. It's like we saw you check in, and you went and worked out for a while, and then you dropped the weed out of your pocket when you were working out.
Oh, my God. I don't have pockets.
And you were, I know, not pockets, but like in the waistband of your shorts. In the waistband of your shorts, you had a little baggie of weed.
I want to see the camera. There's no way in hell. Like there's no way in hell.
Listen, we just want to make sure. It's not a problem. You know, it's...
Oh, no. The thing is, it's not me. There's got to be a mistake.
Look, as long as you're not selling it.
No, I am not selling. I'm not
okay,
smoking.
Okay.
I can tell you for 100%.
No, that's
there's
good.
No way.
As long as you're
No, I swear to God, I want to look at the camera. There is no way. There's got to be a mistake.
It's not a big
deal. There's got to be a mistake.
Don't even worry about it. Like, okay, so you're telling me...
Listen, it's not about the weed, but my integrity. I don't smoke weed. I don't sell weed.
Okay.
You just ride me. Like, you shock me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, it's fine. If you don't smoke it,
if you
just sell it.
No, I want to see the camera. I want you guys to show me the camera. There's no way in hell.
It's
telling you.
It's not even an issue. It doesn't even matter.
Oh, no.
As long as
it is an issue to me because I don't have anything to do with weed. That's why it's an issue to me that I've been accused. You know what I mean?
Oh, I'm not accusing. I'm just saying I saw it on the camera and you did it.
You said you saw it on the camera. I want to see the camera. There is no way that was me.
Oh, it was you.
There's got to be a mistake or something. No.
No, we saw you check in. Like, we saw you check in and you went and did your workout and it fell out of your pants when you were doing your workout.
But, I can bring my pants and you can see. There's no way.
But no, listen. Medical marijuana is legal in this state, so it's fine.
No.
It's fine if you have medical marijuana.
What is your name? What's your name?
As long as you have your medical marijuana card, there's no issue at all.
The thing is, I don't smoke. I don't sell. I don't have anything to do with marijuana. You don't understand.
Okay, all right. It must be a mistake then. Yeah, it must be a mistake.
There's got to be a mistake because I do want to see the camera. I do.
Oh, no, we don't allow just anyone to look at our cameras.
No. You cannot accuse me of drop a bag of marijuana and not let me see it.
I'm not accusing you. I'm just saying I definitely saw it happen on the camera.
No, okay. You tell me what shirt I wear, what pants I wear. I don't want to have pocket. I don't want to have waistband. I don't have anything in my body.
You don't have a waistband? How do your pants stay up then?
No. I don't have a waistband at my pants. I don't.
How do your pants stay up? Like, are you wearing a belt?
And you're talking about there is like a waistband that you put stuff in? I don't even have room for
that.
No. I'm
just saying the elastic. You had it like kind of down in your pants. You just had the weed in your pants.
No.
You had it shoved down in your pants.
I'm telling you right now. Okay, I want to know your name. What is your name?
My name is Steven.
Steven. And are you going to be on tonight?
Oh, yeah, I'm here the rest of the night. I've been here all day today.
Oh,
I had to work
good.
A double shift.
Because because I got to change this out. It's my integrity. I am an RN.
Oh, come
I don't smoke any of that.
If you're an RN, you shouldn't be selling weed to other people. That's like
I
that's
am not
right.
selling my weed. I'm telling you right now.
Okay, all right.
I am trying to tell you. It wasn't me.
There's
no way in hell.
I see. Okay, all right.
No, I'm telling you right now. My family, my friends, no. I don't have anything to do with those things.
Okay, do you have at least 5 members of your family that can vouch for you and tell us that you won't sell weed anymore?
Do I have what?
Do you have at least 5 members of your family or friends that can vouch for you and promise that you won't?
Oh, trust me, yeah. I have all my family can tell you that I don't sell weed or I don't smoke weed. 100%.
And they'll tell us that this is the last time you'll ever sell weed at our establishment.
The last time? Oh, my God. And you still accusing me of selling weed there. Oh, my God.
Well, if it's medical marijuana and you're licensed RN, it's okay that you sell it.
Oh, no. I am licensed RN, but I don't do any of that. I have nothing to do with the marijuana.
Oh.
I don't know how. You can see on camera.
So you just give it
That's
to the patients. You just give it to your patients, right?
No, I don't. I told you. I don't want to know how marijuana looks like.
You don't know what it looks like?
No, I don't. I'm telling you. Okay. I don't smoke that stuff. I don't have anything to do with that.
Okay, listen. Here, I have an idea. I won't tell anyone.
Yeah.
I won't tell your friends and your family and disgrace your name if you just let me smoke it all myself.
What?
Can I just smoke it all? Can I just keep it and smoke it?
Trust me, do whatever. It's not mine. I'm telling you. I'm trying to tell you, and you don't believe me. There's got
to
be a mistake.
You know what?
I want to file a complaint. I want to see the camera. There is no way. It's me.
Oh, we don't just like...
I'm 100% certain. It's not me.
Listen, we're not allowed...
I checked in. I went to the gym, and I do my routine, but I never, ever sell marijuana.
We're not allowed to let drug dealers see our cameras.
I don't see how you can tell me that you see in camera and you won't let me see it.
Oh, I
no
wish
way in hell it's me.
We have the strict policy against drug dealers looking at our cameras.
Oh my God, I'm not a drug dealer. Oh jeez, how many times am I gonna tell you?
Oh.
I have nothing. I don't know how it looks like, and you don't believe me.
So if you're not a dealer, then you just smoke it yourself then?
I don't either.
Oh, I'm sorry.
How many times I have to tell you?
Oh, no, I must have misunderstood. I'm sorry.
No, they got to be somebody else that look like me or something.
Yeah.
I know, seriously. There's no way it was me. I'm telling you. Do you understand? I have a hard time accepting this because I'm not.
Well, we show on camera. No, listen, we show on camera that while you were working out, you were smoking marijuana.
No, that wasn't me.
Yeah.
I am 100% sure.
That
wasn't me. I am 100% sure.
100...
I don't even smoke.
And then,
I am 100% sure. I want you to look at the camera again. You can look at the camera. I can come in and I'm standing right there and you can look at me. How is that?
Can you guarantee me that you're completely 100% sure?
I'm guaranteeing you 110%. I am guaranteeing you because that wasn't me.
Okay.
I guarantee you. I want to come in, and I'm standing right there. You can look at the camera, and you see if that's really me. No, seriously.
Well, no, I look just like you, because we have your picture on the computer.
It's not possible that was me. I'm telling you. You got to understand my point of view. It's not possible.
Okay.
I know marijuana is legal and on all that crap.
Yeah,
I don't care.
So
I don't care.
Well, you shouldn't even worry about it.
I don't care, but no, I cannot let it go, because... that is not me. I want to come in and you look at me and then you look at the camera.
Well,
I don't have to look at your camera. You can look at it and then you look at me again.
There's nothing wrong with marijuana. It's legal.
Honey,
so you don't need to
have to listen. Listen, it's not about it's legal or not legal. It's just that it wasn't me. And that's why I have a hard time.
But why get so defensive?
I have a hard time explaining to you.
Why are you so defensive about it? I mean, it's not a big deal. It's legal.
No, it's not me. That's why I have a hard time, because it's not me. There's got to be a mistake. If somebody looked like me, there's no way in hell that was me. I am 100%, 110% guaranteed to you.
Okay. All right. Hey, also, on another note, like, you kept requesting that we play more Bob Marley on the television and on the sound system. And yeah, we just don't have a lot of Bob Marley here on our.
I don't know what that means.
Okay. It's not working neon like Bjork.
Huh?
I'm just saying, like, we can't, like, Snoop Dogg, you keep asking for Snoop Dogg.
No, I don't. I never asked you that.
Oh, no, it was definitely you. Again. Like, someone came up to the counter, and they were smoking weed, and they said, hey, can you play more Snoop Dogg while I run?
No, that wasn't me, my dear. I'm telling you, I want to cry because you say something that is not
me. No, don't cry. Don't cry. It's all right.
Oh, no.
It's legal. It's legal.
I don't care if it's legal or not because it's not me. Somebody got to look like me.
No.
I guarantee you. Okay. I want to know. I usually only do the bicep, tricep. I was on a bicycle.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's the one. You were on the bike. And you were on the bike and smoking weed while you pedaled on the bike really fast.
I was reading my Kindle. I was reading my Kindle and I was drinking my water. There's no way. I smoked weed and I was on a bike.
What book were you reading?
It got to be somebody else.
Which book were you reading? Which book were you reading?
I'm reading Fifty Shades of Grey on my iPhone.
That's something a stoner would read.
No, it's a chick flick theory.
A chick flick on books?
Yes. It's chick flick theory. Yeah, it's like Twilight Saga.
Oh, no, I've read it. I've read every page. It's such a good story. It's an epic adventure.
I'm telling you right now, that's a mistake, and it's not me. I want to come in and stand right there, and you look in the camera, and you see if that's really me, seriously.
Dust Bernadette because says this is a scripted prank call. Can you assure Dust Bernadette that this is not scripted?
Excuse me?
The manager, Dust Bernadette, he says this is a scripted prank call.
I didn't say that either.
Yeah, I told him. That's what I told him just now in the chat room, and he didn't believe me. Hey, listen.
Is it a prank call?
No. That's what Dust Bernadette was saying.
Oh, my God. Tell me it's a prank call because it is not true.
It's just a prank call. No, it's just a prank. This is just a prank call. I'm just bored at the front desk here at the gym. So I thought I'd call the customers that were in here earlier today and just say wacky things to them.
No. You know what? I want to come in right now. I'm about to go out with my friends, but I want to come in and resolve this because that's not to be me.
Somebody
must look like me.
Are you going out with your stoner friends? What are you doing tonight?
Oh my God!
My friend Carlitos, he wants to know what are your soft limits and what are your hard limits when it comes to drugs. Carlito broke the call. Thanks a lot, Carlito. Thanks, Neon, for all the suggestions and everyone else. But mostly Neon. Whoever was wanting a break earlier, there's going to be a break in exactly 24 minutes.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
All right, we're done with her. She's going to cancel her outing with her friends tonight. Her outing to go smoke weed or whatever she does with her friends. She's going to come to the gym and work things out. Cactus Smoke has a good idea. I'm going to try that. Cobra, I missed out on going to PAX because I wasn't watching Twitter for the 1 hour that tickets were on sale. I should be at PAX this weekend, like I am every year, but no, not this year.
Please leave your message for...
I missed 2 years ago, too, for the same reason. I didn't happen to be in the house when tickets went on sale. God damn it. I'd be at a Double Clicks concert tonight. Instead of doing prank calls. Next year, though, I'll make it to PAX. I make it every other year. Every other year I can't go because tickets sell out immediately.
Hello?
Hello, Cho?
Hello?
Is this Cho? 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 Oh. Cho? Hello? English? Cho? Cho Chan? Alright, she doesn't speak any English. Damn it. Five more of these, and then we're to, middle America, and they'll all speak English. Most of them. You know, the first year I ever went to PAX, I didn't even buy tickets online. I just showed up at PAX. I went up to the counter and bought tickets. Can't do that anymore. They're all popular now.
Hello?
Hello, Joanna?
Yes?
Hello, it's Kevin from the gym. You were here earlier today at the gym?
Oh, gym? Yes.
Yeah, you remember at the gym?
Yeah, at gym.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we caught you. I'm in the security department here at the gym.
Security department, yeah.
On the cameras, you know, I was watching on the cameras, and we looked at the cameras, and we saw that you took your chewing gum, and you stuck it under the seat on the equipment.
Mm.
You know, your chewing gum, like Juicy Fruit, I think.
Chewing gum?
Yeah, you know, gum, chewing gum. Don't pretend you don't understand. Come on. You know what I mean.
Oh, chewing gum, you know, candy. Yeah.
You took your chewing gum and you stuck it under your seat.
On the seat?
Yeah, your chewing gum.
I know chewing gum. What on the seat?
Yeah, you're in big trouble. So you admit it. You admit that you stuck your chewing gum under the seat.
When? Where?
At the gym. When you're at the gym today.
Well, I gym today, yes.
Yeah. And when you left, you stole one of the bikes. You stole an exercise bike. You took it home with you. You're not allowed to take...
For me?
Yeah, you're not allowed to take those home.
For me?
You're not allowed to take our bikes home with you.
Biker?
Yeah, you can't take them home. No.
No?
No, not allowed. Bad. Bad, Joanna. Bad. No.
What?
Bad, Joanna. You're a bad girl. Bad. No. Never. Don't do that again. Never again. Okay, she hung up. I don't even care. I don't want to talk to her. I don't like calls where they can't understand me. And on that note, let's call Lou Lee. That sounds like a nice, good old-fashioned American name. Let's call Lou Lee. What the hell is blood doping, Bob Vance? Vance Refrigeration? They pretend not to understand because they know they're caught. Hello, is this Lou? Liu?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Bob Vance from the gym. You were at the gym earlier today?
Are you got the right number?
Yeah, is this Lou Lee?
Yeah?
Yeah, you were at the gym earlier today? Over on Atlantic?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah, so I got the right person then. Hey, do you know what blood doping is?
Is this some kind of commercial? You trying to sell something?
No. I'm calling from the gym. You were at our gym today, just a couple hours ago. You were at the gym?
Yes.
Remember?
Are you trying to sell me?
No, I'm not selling anything. I'm telling you, I'm letting you know you're in big trouble. You're in so much trouble because,
really? Yeah,
you were chewing gum. You know, gum in your mouth, chewing. And
no, that's not me then.
No, you took the gum out of your mouth and you put it under your seat.
No, that's not me.
And yeah, that was definitely you. We have it on camera. We have you on camera putting gum under your seat. And it was disgusting. Gross.
Really? Are you sure that's me?
Yeah.
I was inside the steam room and then going to the swimming pool and that's about it. Are you sure that's me?
But like on the way between the steam room and the swimming pool, you went over into the area with the seats and you put gum under the seat. We saw you.
No, that's not me.
Saw you do it.
I wasn't choosing any gum.
Yeah, you were.
Are you sure that's me?
You were choosing so much gum and then you put it under the seat.
Are you sure? Okay, what color of the bathing suit that you used on in there?
Oh, hey, listen, smartass. We have black and white cameras, so I don't know. But listen, you need to come in. Oh, it's not you because we have black and white cameras. That's bullshit. You need to come in and clean this up because I'm not cleaning this up. I don't get paid to clean chewing gum from underneath
seats. You know, you have a black and white camera. You cannot tell a color on it.
Oh,
that's not me.
No, it was
if
definitely you.
See me. No, it's not me.
We watched you check in, and the name on the name on the account was all the cameras. It said Lee Lu, Lee Lu, Lu Lee. And then you walked right over to the steam room. You smeared chewing gum all over the steam room walls.
That's not me. I was in that steam room, but there are a lot of people in there. I would not do that kind of thing.
I was
in there with enough.
I'm going to hang a picture.
I was in there, a lot of people. And then the second thing, I go in there. How many times do I go in there?
Oh, hey.
How are we going there?
I don't have to tell you anything, but I'm going to hang a picture up of you and say
okay,
that you're.
Hang it up. See if that's me or not.
And
I don't care. That
they won't.
Me.
I'll say, if you see this girl, watch out because she chews gum at the gym.
Okay, hang it up to see if that's me or not. Okay?
You just wait.
Just hang it up.
Oh, I'm going to hang it up. I'll
just
hang it up.
It up.
You watch
I'll
me.
Hang it up. Okay, I'm not arguing with you. If you don't have proof me for right, I can sue you. You know that.
Oh, you can't sue shit.
Okay?
You can't
ahead.
Sue shit, motherfucker. Because listen, we got it on camera and we can tell it's you. She disappeared. So she only went to the steam room and the swimming pool.
Hello?
I'm printing out your picture on my dot matrix printer right now.
Hang it up. Hang it up. Hang all over there.
As soon as it's printed, I'm going to hang...
Go ahead and hang it up.
I'm going to hang them up all over the gym.
Okay. Hang it up.
I am. You watch. I'm going to hang these up all over the gym.
Okay. Do that and don't call me back again.
Okay. Well, next time you come into the gym, you just look and you'll see your picture everywhere. I want to see a picture on a dot matrix printer. I bet that looks amazing. Oh, look, I got email. Oh, hey, someone sent me an email earlier. This reminds me. Here, hold on. Where did it go? There it is. Okay, this guy named Lego John. He says there needs to be a drinking game for the Snowplow Show. And he says, here's his ideas. He says, one drink for each time that I say it's going to be a short show. I haven't said that today. One drink for each time I mention Patreon. I haven't done that once, except for just now. A drink for every time I mention KDK. That's a lot of drinks tonight, because I keep mentioning KDK. Drink whenever I mention the sponsor. I forgot to mention any sponsors tonight, so... yeah. And a drink every time I mention one of the forums... That's a stupid idea. Stupid, Lego John. Two drinks. Everyone write this stuff down, okay? Everyone that's drinking, write all this down. Two drinks for every time I give a friendly bye to someone that I like. I have to like them for you to take two drinks. Two drinks anytime I mention the poor quality of the recordings. That's not going to happen tonight because my qualities of recordings are amazing. Because I'm recording in 320 kilobits per second. Shout out to Jag TV, by the way, on the jagoff.tk forums. TK is the new .com. Finish your drink if you can hear three or more of the phone digits before RBCP mutes it. That has happened tonight, but the three digits were only the area code, so I don't care. Shotgun your drink if RBCP mentions how hot it is in his attic. Tonight, it was like in the 70s all day. It feels amazing up here tonight. But yeah, that's a post on phonelosers.org from Lego John. Yep, that's the drinking game. Everyone play the drinking game. Lego John says he just started listening to the Snowplow Show a few months ago and he's addicted. He's sorry his list is so short. But he was thinking about this tonight as he drove back from Germany. He's a filthy German. He was listening to old shows on TuneIn Radio, which everyone always complains to me that you can't listen to old shows on, so... Somebody's lying here. Thank you for making the 3 hours fly by. I like the show. Blah, 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 blah. I think someone should list the drinking game in on the forums. You can add to it. Oh, his full drinking game, by the way, is on the latest post. The latest show he posted in the comments, you know. So that's where you can
read about the drinking game and drink every time I mention how hot it is tonight, because that's going to happen a lot. 10 minutes till the break. We're going to take a pee break in 10 minutes. It's going to be a long break because I'm going to go make some food or something. 10 minutes. I have 10 minutes to call these last three people. This guy is not answering. We need a drink. Neon, like Bajork, says, every time George rubs his penis, take a drink. His cock, not his penis. Sorry, George. Oh, an email. Now people are just sending me emails to hear that sound. On to you guys.
Number is not answering.
I just turned off the volume for my email program. Because I'm old and use an email program. In 2014, use my IMAP email.
Hi, this is Lou. Please send me a message.
I'm trying to call that lady back one more time. I want to tell her it was a mistake.
Yeah?
Hey, Liu?
Yes?
Hey, I just want to apologize.
You find out it's not me?
No, yeah, I figured it out. I looked on the camera and it's not you after all. I feel.
And you call you harassing me? I can sue you for this.
Oh,
you know
no,
that?
You can't sue shit. No, I'm just calling to apologize. I'm very sorry. It was an accident.
What kind of low line would do that? I go, you know, did I pull a cup and you call you accuse me? At least you have let me go in and look at the camera first.
Oh,
what kind of professional you got at?
We don't let drug dealers look at our cameras. No, I'm just saying it was a mistake. I didn't. It was somebody else. It was a completely different person.
And you call you harassing me. And you say awful things. I never deal with anybody in my life dealing with customer like you do.
Oh, I'm
what
so...
What kind of education you have, okay? So go get a real educator and know how to serve customer, okay? Bye-bye.
Oh, that's not right. You shouldn't insult my education. I wasn't as privileged as that lady. Just calling to apologize and she freaks out at me. Jesus. Okay, 6 minutes to call these last two people. No, Nunu. I'm a dropout. It's true. Dashy wants me to call and say, oh, it was a mistake. It really was you. That's a great idea. Hello, Caleb?
He's not here. Who's calling?
Oh, hey, it's none of your business. I'm calling for Caleb.
He's not here. He's not back yet.
Oh, when will he be back? What's he doing?
Who's calling?
I'm calling from the gym. He was at the gym earlier today.
Yeah.
Do you remember when he's at the gym?
I don't know. He's not back yet.
When will he be back?
What gym? Did you went to the gym today?
Yeah, he only goes to one gym. It's our gym.
Oh, okay.
We have a contract, and it says he's not allowed to visit other gyms when he's a member of our gym.
Okay, you want me to leave a message? I haven't called you.
Do you have his number? Do you have his cell phone number?
Pardon me?
Do you have his cell phone number, maybe?
No. Why don't you give me your number?
No, I don't have to give you shit.
Okay, why don't you just call back then?
Okay, well, listen, you know, when he was here, he was flicking boogers, like, onto the other people on treadmills.
What?
People are trying to use their treadmills, and he's flicking boogers. He's flicking he's picking his nose and then flicking his boogers on these other people.
I don't know. You better talk to him.
Oh, he was, because I watched him on the cameras, and you should tell him to stop it.
Okay. Yeah, well, you better talk to him. He should be back later.
Well, I can't talk to him because you won't give me his cell phone number. What?
Well, give me a number. I haven't called you.
I don't have to give you my number. My number is private. It's unlisted. You can't have it. Okay. Last one. One more. Then it's break time. 15-minute break time. And I'm going to finish up these last two places. And be finished for the night.
Hello?
Hello, Tony?
Yeah, who is it?
It's who knows? I don't know. I'm Neon from the gym.
Yeah.
And you were at the gym earlier today?
Yeah.
And we caught you sticking your chewing gum underneath your seat at the gym.
Huh?
You know, you were chewing gum. You know, you had gum.
I don't have a gum. I never do the gum.
Yeah, you were chewing gum at the gym, and you put your chewing gum under the seat. And you're not allowed.
No.
You can't do that.
I never eat the gum, okay?
No, you're not supposed to eat gum. No, you just chew it.
I don't chew anything. I don't bring any food inside.
No, it's not food. You don't eat gum. Do you not understand how gum works?
What kind?
I don't know what kind. I think it was Big Red.
I don't do anything, okay?
Yeah, were you on an exercise bike today?
Yeah, I go exercise, but I go walking, running today.
Yeah, you were drunk. You were under the influence of alcohol.
No, I have no drunk over there. I never chewing any beer, any.
I know you were chewing gum and you're drinking alcohol. You're drinking a beer.
No, I never chewing any alcohol.
Yeah, and vodka.
Okay, I come work now. Okay,
and
I never chewing any alcohol. Maybe 20 years I never chewing any one beer or any alcohol.
Listen,
here.
I'm gonna give you a ticket. I'm gonna give you a DUI. You get a DUI and it's gonna go on your permanent record.
No, you want I go over there, maybe you see wrong somebody, okay?
I know, but like you can't drink when you use our machines. That's like
I know chewing anything.
You're driving.
I never chewing even water. I don't bring the water chewing over there.
How would you maybe chew you water? How would you chew water? That makes no sense at all.
I never bring any water or any chewing over there, okay?
It's okay to bring water.
You check every time I never chewing anything inside the gym.
I know, but you can't drink alcohol while you ride our bikes.
I know chewing alcohol. I know chewing anything over there.
I didn't say you were chewing alcohol. I said you're chewing the gum.
I know chewing the gum anything. I never bring the food, any gum, anything inside the gym. If you don't believe me, okay, I come back now, okay?
I need five people of your family that will vouch for you that you don't chew alcohol.
Okay, yeah, you can see, you can see here, I never drink any alcohol, I never drink any, eat any gum over there.
We have you on camera.
I never bring any water, too.
We have you
I never bring any water.
We have you on camera chewing alcohol.
Yeah, okay, you see maybe, okay, I come right now, you see who in camera.
Security camera,
maybe
security.
You see wrong somebody.
Chewing alcohol on camera. And you're
no,
not...
okay. I come right now. I come right now. You see my face, okay?
Why are
I
you
never chewing anything?
Hey, no, we have you on camera, so don't lie.
Okay, camera. Okay, you see my face in the camera. Okay, maybe wrong somebody. Okay,
don't be a liar. Don't lie to us so much.
No. You liar. Okay.
No, you're the liar.
Camera liar.
No, our camera
okay,
doesn't lie.
Okay, I come right now. Okay, I come right now. I never chewing anything. I don't put any gum over there.
When you get here, you have to take a breathalyzer, and we're gonna make sure that you're not drunk.
I don't chewing anything. Okay. Maybe 20 years I never chewing any beer, anything.
If you're chewing,
I never bring even the soda. I never bring any food.
Oh, you better not bring soda in here again.
I get old already. Okay.
Listen, we're gonna.
I'm almost 60 years old here. I never bring any food inside.
We're gonna.
I never chewing anything inside.
We're gonna give you a drunk test where you have to walk on a straight line.
Okay, Juju, and I come back now. Okay. You
yeah.
See my face and you see me, maybe you see somebody wrong.
You need to have okay? somebody else drive you, because you can't drive while you're drunk.
No, I no chewing anything, okay? I no chewing anything.
Yeah, but you can't drive over here while you're drunk.
I can come back now, okay? What time you see I come over there?
You
what
can't.
Time?
Listen, you're drunk.
You see today what time, maybe you drunk. You see what time
oh,
I come
I'm not
there.
Drunk. I'm working right now. I don't drink while I'm working like you do.
Yeah, maybe you drunk. I never do anything. Ever have ticket anything.
Listen,
about 30 years in here.
Do you have a friend okay. that can drive you here? Because you can't drive
no,
while you're
I,
drunk.
Okay, I come right now for you. See my friend. I never.
Okay, but you can't
anything.
Drive. You have to have a friend drive you because
no,
you're
no,
drunk.
No, I know. Chewing. I never chewing anything. I can come right now.
We know
maybe
that you're
you
chewing alcohol.
Somebody. Maybe you see somebody wrong. Okay.
No, we're never wrong. I'm never wrong. I'm not wrong ever.
Maybe you wrong somebody, okay? You see my telephone and you call me. You wrong something. I never do anything.
Hey, settle down. Settle down.
I come. You see, I how long I be over there? I be over 4 years, almost 5 years.
Okay, listen.
Already.
Okay, I'm gonna give you a test over the phone. Do you know your ABCs? You know A B C D. Do you know your ABCs?
Yes.
Okay, you have to say your ABCs backwards right now. Z Y X. Okay, and you continue.
A B C D E Y.
No, backwards. Backwards. X, Y, Z.
What backwork? I don't do anything. Backwork. I don't,
oh, it,
don't
do anything. Oh, that proves that you're drunk. No, you need to do your
ABC.
No,
I know chewing. Okay, Joker here. You can stop my son here. My son here.
How old's your son?
It's 23-year-old.
Okay, good, good.
Hello, Andy.
Andy, pick up the phone. Your drunk father wants you to talk to someone. This is boring. I want to hang up. Is he on the phone? He wants me to talk to someone on the phone?
Hello?
Hello, Andy?
Who?
Oh, who's this? Hello?
This is Yvonne.
Oh, hey, Yvonne. Are you the wife of the drunk?
Tony Chong?
Oh, is that your husband?
Yes.
Okay, listen, you need to check him into Alcoholics Anonymous.
He never drink.
Yeah, he's an alcoholic. He chews alcohol.
Tony Chong?
Yeah, Tony. He chews alcohol all the time.
All the time?
Yep. This doesn't seem much better to me. Like, why did he put you on the phone? Tony was
I think something mistake. He never drink.
Oh, okay. Well, you better put him back on the phone then, because he's much more hilarious than you are.
When you see him drunk.
Tell him to put down the bottle and get on the phone.
What do you mean put on the bottle? He never drink. He's sit next to me now.
Oh, I need to talk to him. Can you put him on the phone?
When you see him drunk.
Oh, whatever. It's break time. I really want to go take a break, so I'm just going to let you go.
Who are you?
I'm calling from the gym. I'm the front desk person at the gym. He was at the gym today. You know, he's working out. Tell him to shut up.
Why you don't catch him when you see him drink?
I was afraid of him because he's an angry drunk. I thought he was going to punch me in the eye.
Probably you see someone... You see it wrong.
Yeah.
I know him.
Oh, okay. All right. It must have been a mistake.
Maybe, yeah, really mistake. Check it again.
Okay. Silly us. We'll check again.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
He never drink, really. He never drink.
Yeah, right. Whatever.
He said he never drink water or anything in there.
He doesn't even drink water? He has to drink water.
He said he never brings the water in there, too.
No, we're not talking about water. We're talking about alcohol. He sounds really belligerent right now.
No, he never drink.
No, I mean, no, but he sounds so belligerent right now. Are you sure?
Yeah, really sure. He never drink. I know him.
Okay. All right.
You check the camera again. Probably
okay. All right. Yeah, we'll make sure he's not chewing.
Not him.
I want to go take a break now. I want to go make some food. I'm hungry.
Okay.
It's my break time.
Oh, he said what time?
Oh, tell him to be
what
quiet.
Time you see him?
Tell him shh. Be like shh. Tell him to shush.
Probably because he got mad because he never drink. Really, he never drink.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Just put him on the phone. Just put him on the phone. I need to talk to him. I'm going to apologize to him.
He asked me to ask you what time.
Oh, just put him on the phone, and I'll tell him what time it is.
Hello?
Hey, you big drunk.
No, what time did you see me over there?
Oh, just a couple hours ago.
Couple hours. You know what time. You have to know what time, okay?
3 hours ago. I don't know, because I'm really drunk. I don't know the time.
3 hours ago. No, listen. I come over there 4:30, but you said 3 hours. Maybe you drunk, okay?
I am drunk.
You can check inside. 4:30, I come over there.
I'm allowed to drink.
7 o'clock, I go out.
I can drink whenever I want, because I am an employee here.
Maybe you drunk. You said 3 hours ago. I at home already. I eat at home already.
I know how to do my job, even when I'm drunk.
Maybe you drunk tomorrow. I talk to you.
I've been chewing alcohol for hours now.
The guy manager, okay? The guy, the Korean guy.
Yeah.
Okay? Because
yeah.
I said 3 hours ago. Now, I at home about 3 hours ago.
I think it was six hours ago.
7 o'clock. I at home already.
Maybe
you
it was
3 hours ago.
Maybe it was
you
6 hours.
You check inside the computer. I come over there 4:30, like the 3 hours ago.
Oh, yes, I see that in the computer right here. Look. Oh, yep, 4:30. That was you.
You're... Yeah, 4:30. How come you say 3 hours ago? Right now, see, maybe about over how many hours?
I don't
hours?
Know how to tell time.
Okay, maybe you drunk tomorrow. Can I talk to the manager guy over there, Korean guy?
I wish I could put the manager on right now, but my Skype's broken.
Yeah, yeah. Can I talk to the guy manager over there?
You want me to put him on right now?
Yes.
I can't because it messes up. Listen what happens. It does.
I never have to do anything. I come home 3 hours.
I don't know what
7 o'clock. I go home already.
I wish
still
I
have
could.
The receipt. I go buy some food over there too.
You're going
to... The route and I have the receipt. I go out the route too and you say 3 hours ago.
You're going to
You're gonna
pick up some alcohol on the way over?
It, 3 hours ago, before 3 hours ago, I in the round, okay?
It's 6 hours ago.
In the market.
6 hours, you've been drunk.
I have the receipt in the market here.
7 hours.
I go around market 7 o'clock. You said 3 hours ago, right now, over 3 hours.
Four and a half hours.
How come you tell me that?
I don't even know what you're saying.
Okay. Maybe you work here, maybe you drunk or just something.
Yeah, I'm drunk right now. I'm a drunk. I am
okay, tomorrow I talk to the manager. I come see you over there. What's your name?
Kevin.
Kevin, and what today the time here? About 10 o'clock, you call me, okay?
10 o'clock?
Meet me for a moment.
Oh, I'll meet you. I'll meet you.
Okay.
You just wait. No, I was just joking, though. I'm sorry. I was just
no joking, okay?
You yeah, no, I was just...
Call me like that one, okay?
I was just joking.
I go see many hours... Many years I never have anything, and I never bring the food or the
look,
even the water go inside the gym too.
I'm checking in the computer.
I think before I enter the car.
I'm checking the computer, and it says, let's see. Oh, it says you're not a drunk. You're not a drunk. It's okay. You win.
You say I drunk, and now you say not drunk. Why? You drunk, okay?
No, I'm not drunk. The computer is malfunctioning.
You tell me before I drunk, and now you say I'm not drunk. Why?
No, it's just a
see
joke.
Somebody and
just
you see somebody, you
kidding.
Tell me, huh?
No, it's just a joke. I'm sorry.
No joke, okay? No joke tomorrow. I talk to the guy manager over there.
No, the computer was broken. The computer is broken.
No broken, okay? You liar.
No, I don't lie. The computer lied.
You said before you said I drunk, and now you say no drunk. And you say I before 3 hours. Now I have the receipt. I go around 7 o'clock, before 7 o'clock. And now over 3 hours.
You said 4 o'clock before.
Okay.
The computer is
liar,
drunk.
Okay.
Listen, our computer.
You're drunk, and tomorrow I talk to the manager, fire you.
Oh no, he's not going to fire me because I can bribe him. I have pictures.
Okay, tomorrow I see you over there.
I have pictures of my boss in compromising positions.
You are sick, okay? I never have any problem calling for me like this one time.
Okay, what I'm saying, he can't fire me because I've got the upper hand when it comes to my boss.
You say I drunk, and now you say no drunk, and you say 7 o'clock.
Oh, just get over it. Just get over it. I just want to take
a break. Not over, okay? You tell me. You talk to me like this one, okay? I never have.
It's break time.
Somebody call.
It is 10:11. Okay? We're 11 minutes past due for the break because of you. It's all your fault.
Oh, you fall, okay?
It's your fault.
Not my fault. You drunk and you call me, okay?
Okay, well, I'm sorry. I'll let you go then.
No, sorry, okay? I very mad to you, okay?
Do you accept?
You liar, okay?
Do you accept my apology?
Yeah, tomorrow I talk to the guy manager on Monday. I talk to the Korean guy manager over there.
Do you accept my apology?
I accept, but I never do anything. Ever change anything inside.
So
even
it's
the water, I know being inside too.
Okay, well,
you
just
tell me to eat the gum, and now you send me change, and you liar.
Just forget it. Forget it. It's not a big deal.
No, forget. Okay, you tell me like that. I very mad to you.
No, it's okay. Don't.
I never somebody call me like this one. I very mad. Okay.
Don't worry about it. It's okay.
Tomorrow, I talk to the guy manager.
I won't be home. I won't be here tomorrow. I'll be busy.
Busy or no busy, tomorrow, I know 10 o'clock, you call me and...
You can't come tomorrow.
What's your name? Huh?
It's Kevin still, and...
Okay, I know, you say Kevin, but you liar, the name, maybe I...
I'm no liar, that's your opinion, that's your opinion.
Okay, tomorrow, I see you over there.
No, you won't, I'm not coming to work tomorrow, I'm going to call in sick.
No, tomorrow, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, all week, okay?
Oh, I'm quitting my job, so you'll never see me here, I'm quitting. I quit.
You quit, you liar.
I'm quitting my job. You'll never see me here. Sir? Sir? Hello? Uh-oh. What's happening now? Sir? He's still there. Okay, now he's gone. That was interesting, right? Oh my gosh. Okay, so we're done with those first three places. There are two places left. Actually, three, but on one of them I only got one number, so it doesn't count. So, yeah, let's take a break. I'm going to take at least a 10-minute break. Probably 15 minutes. So it's okay to go poop. Number two, everyone. Number two time for all of us. I'm going to play Emergency Pizza Party. It's what we're starting with. So everyone have a fun break. 15 minutes. It's 10:15 right now. 10:30 I'll be back.
Most unlikely, the demons within me made me so damn needy. But I do keep pressing. Let's get in a duel. I'll fight you with my rap flows. Who will win the rap fight? Nobody knows. I'll rap hurtful words to you, because that's what cool people do. And with the powers of my backwards hat,
yeah.
I become very good at doing rap. My words are mean.
Cool.
And I hope that they hurt your feelings. I'm gonna say mean stuff. My cool words are really tough.
And slow.
I have two more places that I got numbers from. It's about 20 numbers. But I'm only contractually obligated to do 21 more minutes of show, so I might be just quitting after 21 more minutes. Carlito can suck it. But I don't know. Maybe I'll finish all these up. I don't know. We'll see. But start posting your ideas in the chat room. I'd love to steal some ideas.
This is Ashley.
Hey, Ashley.
Hello?
It's Greg from the gym. I work at the gym that you were at today.
Uh-huh.
And I'm working the security department.
Okay.
And I was watching you on the security cameras while you were working out.
Okay.
Like, you know, I was zooming in all over your body and, you know, I could see you on the cameras.
Who the fuck is this?
My name is Greg.
I don't have time for this bullshit. Look, like, if you're going to call me, at least, like, be smart and block your fucking number. Like, you just made a big mistake.
What are you talking about? I don't want to block my number. I'm calling from the she hung up. Holy crap.
Who the fuck is this?
It's Greg from the gym. I'm trying to tell you that. You were at the gym today. I'm in the security department.
Okay, why are you calling me at 12 o'clock?
Well, that's what I was trying to tell you, but you just hung up on me and threatened me and stuff.
Well, this is creepy.
What's creepy about it?
Why are you calling me?
I wanted to tell you about the problem.
What problem?
Okay, look, there's this new policy on Pornhub.com. Because I have white filters on my security camera so I can see beneath your clothes. And I wanted to put your video on Pornhub.com. But now they're...
Hey, why don't you keep trying to fucking call me and I will come and fucking find you and shoot you.
They're making...
This is not fucking funny.
Oh, that's a
no,
threat.
This is not funny right now.
That's a
no.
threat. Threats are not funny.
No, this isn't a threat. You're threatening me by calling me and invading my personal space.
I didn't threaten to shoot you. You said you're going to shoot me.
Because you're threatening me. How do you have my phone number? How are you talking about putting me up online? Okay, how about this? I'll just sue you for defamation of character if you put any of my photos anywhere.
Well, that's what I'm calling to ask, because YouPorn has a stupid new policy where I have to get signed permission waivers for everyone I put on my porn videos. Okay. Jazztown says that I am fully within my legal rights to threaten to rape her now because she threatened to shoot me. So it all balances out, right? Right?
No, I think I'm just going to let that one go. Just be done with that one. So this gym is closer to the center of America. We don't have as many non-whites. Because I hate the non-whites, you know. So we should be able to understand more of these people. All next week, I'm going to be doing shows where I call these gym people that didn't answer. That's going to be next week. Bob Vance wants to know what my ID is set to. It is set to the gym. If they call back the number on their caller ID, it will be the gym's number. Hopefully. Maybe I screwed up again.
Hello?
Hello, Sarpong?
Yes.
Hey, it's Joe from the gym. You were at the gym earlier today?
Oh, yes.
Quick chat room, what should happen to Joe?
What happened to Joe?
No, I was asking, do you know what the problem is, right? Like, we had a problem earlier today?
Yeah.
So you're aware of the problem at the gym?
Yeah, they said that I was terminated, supposedly.
Terminated? Like, why'd they say that?
I don't even know why. I didn't cancel my membership. I just was late on payment.
Well, no, the reason you were terminated is because of your blood doping.
Because I was what?
Blood doping.
Blood doping?
You were extracting blood in the locker room?
I certainly wasn't.
No, you were working out and you were extracting blood.
No, I certainly wasn't.
But listen, I was wondering, I just want to make you an offer. I do this to all the people that get kicked out of the gym for blood doping. Do you want to join my fight?
Blood doping,
no, you were totally blood doping. We have it on camera. You blood doping all the time. But listen, do you want to join my fight club? It's a good fight club. Like it's clean fighting and everything. It's not like that stupid movie. That was so unrealistic. This is going to be an awesome fight club. We let you wear high heels in our fight club.
I don't know about wearing high heels, but
you have a problem with that kind of thing? You don't respect alternative lifestyles?
I mean, like, I do and stuff, but I don't fight like that.
You just like to laugh at people who like to wear high heels?
I used to do MMA, man, so that's what I'm used to.
Okay. Well, you can't do blood doping in our fight club, though. That's against the rules.
Hold on, I swear I was not blood doping, though.
Oh, you were totally blood doping. I have it on security camera. We were watching you all on the camera.
So I got terminated for taking this supplement?
No, for blood doping. You were blood doping all over the equipment.
What? Oh, not cleaning up after my machine?
No, blood doping. Can you tell those people in the background to shut the fuck up?
Hold on, it's hard. Hold on, load this down.
Yeah, hose it down. Tell them to hose it down.
Yeah. What is it? But, I swear I was not. Like, when you say blood doping, you mean extracting blood and then putting it in myself later. Like, correct?
Yeah.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah,
are
yeah.
You talking about, like...
And then you were asking...
I swear I was not. I don't use needles or anything.
You were asking other men to perform the double Dutch rudder with you, too. Like, we have that on
camera. What the fuck? Hell no! What the... No. I'm about to hang up. That is fucking... Why, my dude?
Well, no, like, why do you think you got terminated? Like, why else would we terminate you?
I swear, I have not done anything like that shit. I'm in there for my own shit. I'm out. What the fuck? I feel like this is some bullshit.
Do you want to join our fight club, though? That's the question. Oh, he hung up. He just hung right up. I still don't understand what blood doping is. Like, I have no idea what that is.
Hello, you have reached our phone, so I missed your call. So...
Okay, I'll try one more time. I hope everyone listening knows what blood doping is, because I sure don't know.
Hello, you have reached our phone, so I missed your call. So...
Oh, man. He's gone. Oh, yay. Bob Vance is posting a wiki article about blood doping. I don't want to know what it is, also. Don't leave yet, Enigma. Not yet. Only five more calls, and we're done.
Hello?
Hi, is this, I'm calling for Brian. Who the fuck is this?
Who's this? What's your name?
Oh, my name is Joe. I'm calling from the gym. He was at the gym earlier today.
Yeah, what's your last name, Joe?
Why? It's none of your business. You're not even Brian.
Joe?
I just want to talk to Brian.
Joe, who?
Hey, it's none of your business.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll get him. What's your full name?
Oh, I can't tell you that. Like, you don't. I don't even know who you are. Why are you on Brian's phone?
Do you work there?
Yeah.
Joe. Okay. I'll get him for you, but I just need your name.
Okay. Well, I already told. Oh, you need my name. You already told me it's Joe. You know my name.
I know, but I need your whole name if I'm gonna put him on the phone.
That's retarded. What are you, a secretary? Jeez. She's a very controlling spouse is what she is.
Hello?
Hey, who's that weird bitch on the phone? She wouldn't even put you through. Like, is she just in that control of your relationship?
Who is this?
This is Joe from the gym.
Joe from the gym?
Yeah, and like, I asked for Brian, and she just freaks out and like, give me last name.
Okay, let me tell you something, motherfucker. I don't know who the fuck you are, or if you work at is going to hear about this. Do not call this fucking number again.
What? I was calling. Holy shit.
Motherfucker.
What?
I have to tell you this again. Do not call this motherfucking number.
What's your problem? He was screaming so loud, I can't understand him. I think he said to call back again. I'm pretty sure he said to call back like 12 times. What was her name again? What was her name?
Hi, you've reached Alexandra and Brian.
Thank you, Alexandra.
We can't come to the phone right now.
I want to call and ask for Alexandra.
Hi, you've reached Alexandra and Brian.
He's probably thrown his phone across the room and broken it by now. I'm sending this to Dwight, Brian, and Alexandra. Oh, wait, no, I'm not, because I don't have Skype turned on anymore. Oh, well, you don't get it. Wait. Message him on IRC. There you go. All yours, Dwight. Four more numbers, and I'm quitting for the night.
Hello?
Hello, Daniel?
No, this is not Daniel.
Oh, is Daniel available?
I think you might have the wrong number.
Oh, this isn't the cash residence?
No, this isn't... Danny, I know, are you talking about Danny Cash?
Yeah, because he left your number. I'm calling from the gym.
From the gym?
Yeah, he was at the gym today. He had your number on his gym account.
Huh. Oh, that's probably because he piggybacked off my account as a member.
Oh, that's illegal. He can't do that.
Well, no, it was a program. Like, he not piggybacked off my account. He signed up. As a friend.
Oh, no, we're arresting you both. This is, like, I know exactly what you're talking about. You're under arrest.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. You can't do that. It's against policy and it's against the law.
Okay.
So do you have Danny's phone number?
I do.
Okay, hurry up.
I don't know if I want to give it to you now.
Hurry up and give it to me. Come on.
Why would I do that?
Because it's important. He left something here. He left something behind.
What do you leave?
That's none of your business. You're not Danny.
Well, it doesn't matter if you want his phone number.
What?
Well, I was going to give his number out to someone random.
I'm not someone random. I'm calling from the gym, retard.
Well, you wouldn't call me a retard if you were calling from the gym because it's not professional, dumbass.
If you don't give me his number, I'm just going to keep it for myself, and I won't even tell him that we found it.
I don't really know what you found.
Well, you're not going to know either, because I'm just going to keep it.
Cool.
So thanks to you, he doesn't get his property back.
Yeah, well, that's theft.
That's not theft, because we never found it.
You're the one that's going to... You never found it.
Right, we never found it, because you won't give me his number, so forget it. Just pretend this call didn't happen.
So you, yeah, that doesn't seem like it's going to work well for the gym.
Well, it's not going to work well for Danny, because he's not going to get his shit back, thanks to you.
Yeah, okay, this is totally legit.
Okay,
I get it.
Okay, please don't tell Danny that I called, okay? Thank you.
Thanks. Probably gonna shoot him a text.
What number are you going to text? And he's gone. That was the last number. I guess I'm going to call Brian and Alexandra one more time.
Hi, you've reached Alexandra and Brian.
Come on.
We are so glad that you...
They turned off their phone for that.
Hi, you've reached Alexandra and Brian. We are so glad that you called, but can't come to the phone right now. So please leave a message. Thanks so much. Have a great day.
Oh well, I have one last thing. They're probably not going to answer, but I was trying to do another type of numbers earlier tonight. This is a person who ordered an item from a department store to be delivered to the store so they could pick it up. I don't even know what to say to them, but I only got one number. This will be the last one.
Hello?
Hello, Patricia?
Yeah?
Hey, I'm calling from the Walmart about your mainstay student desk.
Yes.
Okay, how's that working out for you?
Oh, I ordered it.
Right, when are you going to pick it up, though? Like, it's...
I just checked on it tonight, and it's at the 9th.
I know, yeah, it's been sitting here for hours. You need to hurry up and pick this up. Because we don't have much...
What do you mean, hours? I just ordered it today.
I know, but it's here. You need to pick... Can you pick it up right now? Because we don't have much room in the back room. We're all out of room.
They told me that it would come in 5 to 10 days.
No,
but
it's...
I ordered
it
on the, on the Walmart.com. And then when I looked on the tracking she gave me, it said it was going to come on the 9th. Because I got it written down here.
Okay. You know, you don't need to sit here and argue with me. I'm telling you, it's here. Can you come and get it right now?
What is your name?
This is Roy.
Roy?
Yes.
Okay. I can't come right now.
Why not? What are you doing that's so important?
I can't come right now. I have to have somebody drive me because I have a bad back.
Okay, look, if you don't pick it up right now, I'm gonna open up the box and I'm gonna carve my name into the top of your desk.
Okay, what is your last name?
I'm gonna carve R-O-Y. I'm not gonna carve my last name into it.
Okay, I'll talk manager tomorrow then.
You're gonna talk manager?
I just ordered it tonight.
Ma'am? Oh, crap. Oh, sounds like she's still there. She's gonna talk manager tomorrow. Shit. She went Tarzan on me. I'm going to throw her desk in the dumpster.
Hi, I can't get to the phone right now if you leave your name and number.
All right, she's just not going to answer. So now let's call back every single gym customer one more time. No, I'm just kidding. That's too much. Fuck that shit. Show's over. I'm done for the night. It's been over 3 hours now. I gave Ken the number to Brian and the other lady, the secretary, Alexandra. So Ken is going to do something amazing with those soon. Yep, that's what's going to happen. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm going to go lie down. I really need to go lie down.
Raw fish, yeah. Or maybe slightly cooked.
Do it.
I don't care, I'll eat it straight off the hook. I'll buy a book on how to serve fish meat wrapped in seaweed with cream cheese, please. I like smoked salmon cause it's slightly raw. I'll eat sushi in the summer or the fall. Winter or spring, I want the cream cheese creamy. Give me red tuna and make it sashimi. If I could get sushi as a pizza topping, my LOL money is what I would be dropping. Barbecue eel, I want it for real. It's my favorite part of any meal. I'll seal the deal with a little wasabi. Eating with chopsticks, my number one hobby. Tempura, tuna, snapper, salmon, squid, roll you. And if I could, I would even eat Cthulhu.
Wow! Yeah! Rection, that was so good!
You did it!
Thank you! I've been practicing.
Oh my god!
I know! We're so awesome!
Good.
Yes, yes. We are the best rappers in the world!
Yes, we're the best rappers in the world!
I know!
Yeah, just like Gretchen, I like sushi too. But I prefer pasta, I'm Italian dude. Fettuccine, bow ties, linguine, and penne.
Undercooked a little, al dente.
Marinara, Alfredo, vodka, pesto. These are some that I consider best, yo.
Mamma mia, can you believe it? I've even had pasta on top of pizza.
Yummy in my tummy, it's the perfect combo. But nothing beats it when you throw in a beer, though. How could I forget to mention calzones? I was eating these before I had a cell phone. I guess I just like Italian food in general. Eating it while watching Comedy Central. Waiting for Futurama to return to the air. But for now, I'll relax and eat some angel hair.
Not angry, no mental disorder, no need to be scared, okay? Betty's just learning with fun, like Calgon shall take you away. When I have to choose, though, I like to eat meat. I'm no vegetarian, vegetarians can walk the street. You know, kind of like a hooker, I mean, because it's really funny to me. Hookers and suck-offs crack me up seriously. I don't think I would want one over for dinner, though, because they might try to steal my money and take all my stuff, you know? I just want to watch a movie or my computer screen glow, and they'd be like, get nasty, I'd call them a hoe. I don't want to get tough with them like a pimp.
Yeah.
Even though I learned from the best watching Syrup's limp wrist, slapping Rection around like his little bitch. But they cuddle after eating a nice huge man lady sandwich.
Yay! Hey.
Wait a minute. Hey!
Yeah!
That was really mean.
No way. I'm so friggin' nice.
Hell nah. You dogs are weird.